This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I love all teaching stories, and many folk tales are also teaching stories. This is one of my favorites, and I quote it often when I tell my daughters, I love you more than the salt in my soup. If you don't know the story, here it is. There are many versions of this story from many different places, so here's my version. Once upon a time, far away, there was a kingdom ruled by a king who had 3 daughters. He knew that he must choose which daughter would rule after him, and he decided he would give that honor to the daughter who loved him most. So the king asked his eldest daughter, "How much do you love me?" She said, "I love you more than gold and silver." And he was satisfied. The next day he asked his middle daughter, "How much do you love me?" She said, "I love you more than diamonds or rubies." And he was satisfied. The next day he asked his youngest daughter, "How much do you love me?" She said, "I love you more than the salt in my soup." He was furious. "You must not love me at all," he said. "To love me only as much as salt, one of the cheapest and commonest things available. Leave and never return." So the king banished his daughter and cast her out into the world. She traveled to a neighboring land where she met an old woman who said, "Why are you traveling alone, dear child? Where are you going?" The princess wept as she explained what had happened. The old woman said, "Don't worry, my dear. You're a loving daughter, and soon your father will understand. Be patient." And she set the girl to work gathering flowers. And soon the king and all his subjects noticed something strange begin to happen. All the salt in the land vanished, and try as they might, no traders could bring new salt across the border. There was no salt anywhere. The people gathered around the castle to cry out to the king, "Save us!" The king and his 2 daughters, too, began to waste away. Everywhere was the sound of people groaning, "Salt, salt." Far away, the old woman knew what was happening. "Return home to your father," she ordered the princess. "Now he understands." So the princess traveled back to her home, and she approached her father, who lay listlessly in his bed. "Now I understand, my dear," he told her. "What is gold or silver, diamonds or rubies, besides salt? Your love is the greatest. Forgive me." "Oh, father, I forgive you," she said. "I love you more than the salt in my soup." And with that, all the salt in the kingdom was restored. I love this story. It's such a good reminder that often it's the most ordinary and familiar things, the things that we take for granted, that are actually the most precious to us of all. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.